This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, the beginning of kind of a muggy day. Partly sunny, a 40% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s. In the wake of academic and athletic scandals, the university is now in a unique position to turn negatives into positives and rewrite the role of athletics in university life. Provost Jim Dean, UNC's chief academic officer, in his first months in that position, said the process of examining academic support to student-athletes has already started. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's clear that there's some areas where we haven't done as well as we should have, and so what we want to make sure here is that we really have a very thorough, a rigorous framework, and frankly a transparent framework that we can use for everything that we're doing with student-athletes.
Dean took over as UNC's provost on July 1st, replacing Bruce Carney, who returned to the faculty after 4 years in the position. Carney and former Chancellor Holden Thorpe led the university through tumultuous times in the midst of an NCAA investigation of the university's football program that subsequently revealed irregularities in the African American and Afro-American Studies Department. As former dean of UNC's Kenan Flagler Business School, Dean watched as Carolina's senior leadership dealt with the blows of the past scandals. He said the controversies have been reported thoroughly, and as a result, there may have been a misconception about how wide-reaching the academic scandals were.
If you added up all of the things that people have talked about over the last few years in terms of the number of people that it's touched, it's actually a really small number of people. And again, I'll emphasize that there's 800 or so student-athletes, and you know, we're talking about a relative handful. And if you talk about courses, it's the same thing. Or if you talk about faculty that have been involved in any of this, we're talking about really, really small numbers. You know, in a university that has 30,000 students and 3,000 professors.
Dean said in just a few short months, he has formed a strong relationship with Carolina's new batch of leaders, including Chancellor Carol Folt and Bubba Cunningham, now 2 years into his role as director of athletics. Together, the three have already begun work as the student-athlete academic working group.
I think it's natural that when you have that many new people that will come in and look around and say, we have inherited a wonderful university, certainly among the top universities in the country, but there's always more that you can do and ways to make things better. So I do think that some of the problems we've had probably have inspired us to dig a little deeper and try a little harder to make sure that we're doing every possible thing we can to live up to the standards of the institution.
Other members include Michelle Brown, who joined the university last spring as the director of the Academic Support Program for Student-Athletes, and Stephen Farmer, vice provost for enrollment and undergraduate admissions. Dean said the group will also examine student-athlete recruitment, admission, and advising processes.
It's important for me to say that as provost, I have responsibility for the academic lives, well, really of all students, and including student-athletes, but I'm working closely with Bob Cunningham as the athletic director, who has responsibility for the student-athletes as athletes. But we have a great partnership that we're using to work together.
In a large-scale operation such as UNC, Dean said it is impossible to control every aspect, but examining current processes is a starting place for improvement.
Whenever you're dealing with people, you can't really make any guarantees in any sphere of life. But, you know, all really well-run organizations have a way that they do things.
In April, work also began on a college athletics roundtable discussion commissioned by Holden Thorpe and led by Hunter Rowlings, president of the Association of American Universities. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Today is a big day in Chapel Hill. The North Carolina NAACP's Taking the Dream Home Rally, an event to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, is happening this evening at 5:30 in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street at Peace and Justice Plaza. Speakers include former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, lawyer Ty Hunter, and Paige Johnson of Planned Parenthood. Similar events are going on simultaneously in the state's 12 other congressional districts. The rallies are also a continuation continuation of this summer's Moral Monday protest in Raleigh, which resulted in more than 900 arrests at the North Carolina General Assembly. Thousands gathered then each week, and Taking the Dream Home organizers hope the same energy will carry over to today's event, not only here in Chapel Hill, but at, as I said, a dozen other places around North Carolina. If you'd like more information about the rally in Chapel Hill, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL's Rachel Nash will be there. She will have a full recap for you tomorrow on the WCHL Morning News. President Barack Obama will join former Presidents Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton at the Lincoln Memorial today to mark the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. President Obama says he considers the 1963 March and the Martin Luther King Jr. speech, I Have a Dream, a seminal event. He says the anniversary is a good time to reflect on how far the country has come and how far it still has to go. We'll bring you President Obama's remarks today, live in the 3 p.m. hour. And joining us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour this morning, North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan will join us to talk about the March on Washington, as well as North Carolina's new voting law. State Senate hopefuls will meet with Democratic Party officials tonight to discuss how to fill Ellie Kinnaird's empty seat. It will take place at Peace and Justice Plaza right after the rally. In the week and a half since Kinnaird resigned, seven candidates have put their names forward to be appointed to represent District 23, encompassing Orange and Chatham counties. Whomever fills that vacancy will serve a remainder of Kinnaird's term, which ends in December of next year. The candidates are State House Representative Valerie Fushi, current Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, former State Representative Alice Bordston, former Carborough Mayor Jim Porto, attorney Heidi Chapman, author Amy Tymon, and attorney Lynn Hartzell. We'll meet tonight with members of the State Democratic Party's Executive Committee to make their cases to fill the vacancy and take questions from committee members. The meeting is open to the public. Attendees will have a chance to address the committee. Organizers have also outlined a process for nominations leading up to the formal vote to fill the seat, which is scheduled to take place on the 8th of September. Tonight's information session begins at 7 o'clock at the Old Post Office and Courthouse at Peace and Justice Plaza at the corner of East Franklin and Henderson Streets in downtown Chapel Hill. As the country, the state, and the region pull slowly out of recession, the state of our community is strong but still could stand to get stronger, particularly when it comes to housing. That was the takeaway from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce's 6th Annual State of the Community Report yesterday, delivered at the Friday Center by Chamber President Aaron Nelson. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Strong, well-educated workforce, increasingly diverse. Our economy and community are resilient. We were late into this recession. We were first out. Many of those indicators look good.
Generally speaking, Orange County ranks among the best in the state in most indicators of social well-being, from educational achievement to the crime rate to public health. Fittingly, though, for a region so often concerned about its perceived status as a bedroom community, many of the more worrying statistics relate to movement. Here again, Aaron Nelson.
We are growing. We will still grow. We've got to figure out where those folks are going to live.
Orange County's population in 2012 was just shy of 138,000. That's 22,000 from the turn of the century. And by 2025, Orange County is projected to add another 30,000 residents for a total of more than 166,000.
166,000, y'all, by the time we get to 2025. And 2025 now is only 12 years away. That's a lot of folks. Let me give you some perspective. 140 West Franklin, downtown, the big tall thing, that holds 300 people. I just said 30,000.
And the local housing market is struggling to keep up, a fact that's contributing to the already high cost of renting and buying homes. More than half of all housing units in Chapel Hill are occupied by renters. In Carborough, it's more than 60%, and affordable housing remains persistently scarce. More than half of all renters in Orange County now pay more than 35% of their income in rent, well above the affordability threshold. Nelson says it's all to do with supply and demand.
Rental market is growing, but the lack of supply is driving rates. A huge increase in those rates. These folks are moving into our community and putting pressure.
And the cost of home ownership remains elevated as well. Nelson says the average closing price for an Orange County home has dropped slightly from its peak in 2010. It's now about $319,000, down from $330,000. But that's still far pricier than an average home in our neighboring counties, and it's not just because the houses are bigger.
The price per square foot in our market is dramatically higher. $134 a square foot. Y'all, in Chapel Hill city limits, it's $180 a square foot. That is, in my editorial comment, a supply challenge. Because folks are able to build it in Durham for $93 a square foot.
Compounding the housing crunch, of course, is the demand coming from UNC. Of the 29,000-plus students at UNC Chapel Hill, 63% live off-campus, more than 18,000 in total, all seeking housing in and around Orange County. That's already caused some controversy in the North Side and Pine Knolls neighborhoods, both very near campus, where town officials have had to step in to address parking concerns, and longtime residents have been driven out by the rising cost of housing and the resulting property tax hike that came with the increased demand. But Nelson says it could be worse. In fact, 55% of UNC's undergrads live on campus, a far higher percentage than many of UNC's peer institutions. At Indiana University, for instance, in the Chapel Hill-esque town of Bloomington, only 40% of undergrads live on campus. And there are also several housing projects currently in the works near downtown that are specifically geared for students, a development that Nelson says will also go a long way toward alleviating the problem of affordable workforce housing as well.
My view, the greatest growth of workforce housing, workforce rental, has been new student rental. If you go back in time and you take a look at all the apartments that were student apartments in the late 1990s, early 2000s, when new student housing got built, students moved to that, and what was backfilled into the old student housing was workforce housing.
Still, with 30,000 more residents projected to move into Orange County in the next 12 years, the housing crunch is not likely to go away anytime soon. And Nelson says that'll be the case across the entire triangle, where 500,000 more residents are expected to flock in by 2025. We'll have more from the Chamber State of the Community report throughout the week, but you can see the entire presentation for yourself right now by viewing this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:18. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner, with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. Well, traffic's been moving along fairly smooth this morning, but we have to remember it's still the first week of school. Folks still trying to get used to the routine. For more, here is Rand Northup.
Trying to get used to the school buses, and as you mentioned yesterday, some new drivers out on the roadways. I remember my first week driving to school when I got my license, and I lived in the middle of nowhere, so really didn't ever see anybody on the way to school, but that can certainly be an issue as well. So watch out. Give those new drivers a break. They'll learn the ways, and some people still don't know how to drive, so
that's true.
There's always that as well.
No matter how old you are.
Exactly.
It's not easy for some people.
Well, roadways moving smoothly right now, regardless of the buses or new drivers. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. You might see a few delays start to pick up here, especially around the stoplights. 15501 starts to see some slowdowns around this time. If you see anything major and you feel we need to report it, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather presented by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Brickley Grimble today for that special engagement ring you've been thinking about for a long time. Go ahead and make the plunge. Or that custom piece of jewelry you've been dreaming of. Grimble Jewelers is there for you. They can handle it for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 69 in Carborough. Also 70 this morning in Hillsboro. Partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms predicted for this afternoon. 40% chance of rain late in the day, and that's too bad. Hopefully the rains will hold off for all the rally taking place in downtown Chapel Hill later today. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s, so kind of a muggy day. Tonight mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, 50-50 chance of rain. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, a better day, just a 20% chance of rain, and the high in the middle 80s. So, pretty good weather, but a chance of rain.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
7:21 at WCHL. Counties west of the Triangle were hit hard by pertussis, or whooping cough, just before the start of the school year. Local officials are taking steps to keep our children safe. Once again, here is Rand Northam with more on this story.
Children younger than a year old, according to the statistics, about half of those children will end up in the hospital. And out of those that end up in the hospital, 1 to 2% will die.
That's Orange County Community Health Services Supervisor Judy Butler with statistics regarding those who catch whooping cough. She says it can be severe for others as well, but the biggest concern is for babies, especially those younger than 2 months, because they are unable to receive the vaccine. Last week, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services approved free whooping cough vaccines for the three affected counties, Davidson, Forsyth, and Rockingham. In mid-August, more than 325 cases were reported across the three counties. Butler says that hasn't changed the process in which vaccines are given in Orange County.
If a child is 18 or younger, they may qualify for free vaccine. There's a list of qualifications, with one of those being children who have no insurance. Then the vaccine is free. But for adults, unless they are pregnant, there is a charge for the vaccine.
You can consult your doctor or the Orange County Health Department for more information on eligibility. Butler says the Orange County Health Department offers and promotes DTaP and Tdap vaccinations year-round.
We technically give more right now because it's a requirement for kindergarten entry and it's a requirement for sixth grade entry. So we actually give more doses this time of year. But we really push it all year.
Last year, there were 23 cases of whooping cough in Orange County. It's not as simple as just treating the confirmed cases. Butler says 367 people who came in contact with those 23 affected had to be contacted and checked. Butler says whooping cough can be hard to detect because it starts as just a cold.
Which is a pain because we can't assume everybody with a cold has pertussis. But when it develops into a cough that persists for 2 weeks or longer, or becomes severe, especially in younger children, they may have what they call fits of coughing, where they cough, and then finally breathe in. And sometimes with that inspiration, there is almost a whooping sound.
Statewide, officials are urging people to get vaccinated, even though there may not be reports in your county. For more information on whooping cough or the Orange County Health Department, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Landscape Logic. I'm Rod Stutz. We're on the eve of one of the biggest Tar Heel football games in recent memory, maybe ever. Carolina is opening up the season against the sixth-ranked team in the country. They're at South Carolina tomorrow night. Despite very few pundits giving North Carolina much of a chance, senior offensive tackle James Hurst says the Tar Heels are ready to turn some heads tomorrow night.
Definitely this year, it increases our sense of urgency. You know, we understand what's at stake, and we understand how big of an opportunity we have and what kind of stage we're going to be playing on. So I think it's increased the excitement level. All the guys are ready for this game, and they want to show out on the national stage.
The bulk of the pressure of stopping the dynamic South Carolina defensive end Jadeveon Clowney will be put on Hurst's broad shoulders, and he says he's prepared for the challenge.
It's definitely a lot of film study. You know, I definitely look at him as much as I can, look at their defense as much as I can, try to get any tips or anything like that, so I can give myself the mental edge. And obviously, you know, get my body back, get my legs back before the game, so I'm fully ready to go.
On the other end of the experience spectrum, unheralded redshirt freshman John Heck will be starting alongside the veteran Hurst on the offensive line. The understandably nervous Heck says he's looking to stay focused and not panic in his first start for the Tar Heels.
You know, all we can do is just watch film and, you know every move that he's got, and just prepare out here and practice as hard as we can, and you know, just stay mentally focused out there, don't panic, and just play hard.
And how will young John Heck and his Carolina teammates handle the Richter scale registering noise from 80,000 plus ravenous South Carolina fans packed into Williams-Brice Stadium? Heck says the Tar Heels have a plan in place.
Well, they blast the music out here in practice. That's going to be a big factor, especially when we're calling plays at the line. So, you know, I'm going to have to hold hands with my guard in case I can't hear the snap count from the center, and just stay focused.
Heck says he senses his team is really fired up and ready for the statement game. He says Carolina has to beat a team of this caliber to prove that it belongs at the upper echelons of the college game.
I think the same we're trying to make is that, you know, we can hang with these top 10 teams, that we are one of the best teams in the country, that we can play fast, smart, physical, and dominate offensively and defensively, and, you know, be a contender as a top 10 team.
The interstate battle against Steve Spurrier's South Carolina team commences tomorrow on ESPN at 6 p.m., Our coverage on WCHL begins, as always, 3 hours before game time, with countdown to kickoff starting at 3 in the afternoon tomorrow. Carolina versus South Carolina. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, including getting comments from Coach Larry Fedora on chapelboro.com. Eric Ebron has the strength to block up front for North Carolina, the speed to sprint by defenders after the catch, and the versatility to be an over-the-field threat. It's why Coach Larry Fedora is pushing his tight end for a big season. The Tar Heels' no-huddle offense. Eric Ebron, 6'4", and an outstanding player. Caught a lot of passes last year. And South Carolina secondary coach Grady Brown has called Ebron a monster of a tight end. So watch for him in the game tomorrow night against South Carolina. And bad news for baseball fans, former UNC pitcher and current Major League standout for the New York Mets, Matt Harvey, has hit a major snag in his rise to stardom this year. Mets general manager Sandy Alderson announced Monday that Harvey has a partially torn ulnar collateral ligament, UCL, in his right elbow. The injury is devastating for a pitcher, and Tommy John surgery may be needed. The injury probably couldn't have come at a worse time. Harvey has emerged this season for the Mets in a big way. He's pitched 178 and one-third innings with a 2.27 ERA, 191 strikeouts. What's more, Harvey started the All-Star game for the National League and was a Cy Young candidate. He says he's going to do everything he can to avoid the surgery. To read the full story, view our website, chapelbrew.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Now let's start talking about football once again. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'd still like to know who was in charge of turning off the scoreboard in 1989. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. With Steve Spurrier back in the local news this week, we can't escape seeing that picture of the 1989 Duke football team with the head ball coach in the middle, sprawled out on the Keenan Stadium turf in front of the illuminated scoreboard that read, Guest 41, Carolina 0. The photo, which still sits on the wall in Spurrier's office at South Carolina, was taken maybe a full 15 minutes after the one-sided flogging had finished. And that's really my rub. Spurrier left for his alma mater, Florida, right after that game and barely returned to practice for Duke's first bowl appearance in 30 years. In his three seasons as the Blue Devils head coach, Spurrier beat mediocre to bad Carolina teams each year. The last one was perhaps the worst loss in Mack Brown's Tar Heel tenure, with Claxton Hines from Chapel Hill shredding the Carolina secondary for 8 catches, 162 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Duke might have had its best team since the 1960s, and that includes every year to follow, with stars like Hines, running back Randy Cuthbert, and quarterback Dave Brown, who went on to play in the NFL. Spurrier gets all the credit, but truth is, some of it belongs to his predecessor, Steve Sloan, who left to become athletic director at Alabama. Spurrier found a loaded roster when he arrived in 1987. After he left, the program faded back into oblivion. In fact, Mack Brown never again lost to Duke over 8 more seasons before he took the Texas job in 1997. And Mack got to rub it in, his Tar Heels outscoring Duke by 100 collective points in those next 8 games. But his first 2-1-10 records lingered, capped off by the 41-0 throttling in the last game of his last losing season at UNC. And there's that infamous black-and-white photo still making its way around the Internet. Whenever that photo comes up, I don't get mad at Spurrier or Duke because Carolina was rebuilding under Brown and had no chance in that game. My response is always, if someone at Carolina was dumb enough to leave that scoreboard on, then the Tar Heels deserved what they got and are still getting every time the head ball coach pops back into the picture. This is our chance to see ya.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 53 toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
70 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny today, 40% chance of rain. Look for a high today of about 88 degrees.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
Update, I'm Dave Barrett. What's the proof that chemical weapons were used on Syrian civilians by their military last week? White House correspondent Major Garrett on CBS This Morning.
This declassified report, which could be released as early as tomorrow, will contain some signal intelligence, that is to say, phone calls or evidence about the preparations for the attack within the Syrian regime.
Britain and France are among countries backing U.S. military efforts, but, says CBS's Holly Williams on the Turkish side of the Syrian border,
U.S. strikes would anger many countries in this part of the world. including Iran, which supports the Syrian regime, but also Saudi Arabia, which backs the Syrian opposition.
UN Special Envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, says it looks like Syria did use chemical weapons. So
international law says that military action must be taken after a decision by the Security Council.
But now Russia says there should be no Security Council response until UN chemical weapons inspectors in Syria release their report. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, and we have a high today of about 88 with a 40% chance of rain. I'm Ron Stutz. North Carolina NAACP is taking the Dream Home Rally, an event to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. It's happening this evening at 5:30 p.m. in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street, downtown. Speakers include former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, lawyer Ty Hunter, and Paige Johnson of Planned Parenthood. Similar events are going on simultaneously in the state's 12 other congressional districts. The rallies are also a continuation of the summer's Moral Monday protest that took place each week in Raleigh, resulting in nearly 1,000 people being arrested at the North Carolina General Assembly, many of whom live right here in Orange County. Thousands gathered then each week, and Taking the Dream Home organizers are hoping that same energy will carry over to today's event. If you'd like more information about the rally today in Chapel Hill, you can read this article on our website, chapelbrew.com. WCHL's Rachel Nash will have a full recap tomorrow. She will be there today at Peace and Justice Plaza. President Barack Obama will join former Presidents Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton at the Lincoln Memorial to mark the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. President Obama says he considers the 1963 March and the Martin Luther King Jr. I Have a Dream speech a seminal event. He says the anniversary is a good time to reflect on how far our country has come and how far it still has to go. We'll bring you the president's remarks today in the 3 p.m. hour. Joining us in about a half hour at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, Senator Kay Hagan will join us to talk about the March on Washington as well as North Carolina's new voting law. Also today, down at Peace and Justice Plaza, right after the rally, state Senate hopefuls will meet with Democratic Party officials to discuss how to fill Ellie Kinnaird's empty seat. In the week and a half since Kinnaird resigned, seven candidates have put their names forward to be appointed to represent District 23, encompassing Orange and Chatham counties. Whoever fills that vacancy will serve the remainder of Kinnaird's term, which ends in December of next year. The candidates include State House Representative Valerie Fucci, current Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton, former Carrboro Mayor Jim Porto, and others. We'll meet tonight with members of the State Democratic Party's Executive Committee to make their cases to fill the vacancy and take questions from committee members. The meeting is open to everyone, and attendees will have a chance to address the committee. Organizers will also outline the process for nominations leading up to the formal vote to fill Kinnaird's seat, which is scheduled to take place September 8th. The information session begins at 7 o'clock at the old post office and courthouse at the corner of East Franklin and Henderson Streets, better known as Peace and Justice Plaza. In the wake of academic and athletic scandals, the university is now in a unique position to turn negatives into positives and rewrite the role of athletics in university life. Carolina Provost Jim Dean, Chief Academic Officer, in his first months in that position, said the process of examining academic support to student-athletes has already begun. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's clear that there's some areas where we haven't done as well as we should have. And so what we want to make sure here is that we really have a very thorough, a rigorous framework, and frankly a transparent framework that we can use for everything that we're doing with student athletes.
Dean took over as UNC's provost on July 1st, replacing Bruce Carney, who returned to the faculty after 4 years in the position. Carney and former Chancellor Holden Thorpe led the university through tumultuous times in the midst of an NCAA investigation of the university's football program that subsequently revealed irregularities in the African American and Afro-American Studies Department. As former dean of UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School, Dean watched as Carolina's senior leadership dealt with the blows of the past scandals. He said the controversies have been reported thoroughly, and as a result, there may have been a misconception about how wide-reaching the academic scandals were.
If you added up all of the things that people have talked about over the last few years in terms of the number of people that it's touched, it's actually a really small number of people. And again, I'll emphasize that there's 800 or so student athletes, and you know, we're talking about a relative handful. And if you talk about courses, it's the same thing. Or if you talk about faculty that have been involved in any of this, we're talking about really, really small numbers. You know, in a university that has 30,000 students and 3,000 professors.
Dean said in just a few short months, he has formed a strong relationship with Carolina's new batch of leaders, including Chancellor Carol Folt and Bubba Cunningham, now 2 years into his role as Director of Athletics. Together, the three have already begun work as the Student Athlete Academic Working Group.
I think it's natural that when you have that many new people that will come in and look around and say, we have inherited a wonderful university, certainly among the top universities in the country, but there's always more that you can do and ways to make things better. So I do think that some of the problems we've had probably have inspired us to dig a little deeper and try a little harder to make sure that we're doing every possible thing we can to live up to the standards of the institution.
Other members include Michelle Brown, who joined the university last spring as the director of the Academic Support Program for Student-Athletes, and Stephen Farmer, vice provost for enrollment and undergraduate admissions. Dean said the group will also examine student-athlete recruitment, admission, and advising processes.
It's important for me to say that as provost, I have responsibility for the academic lives, well, really of all students, and including student-athletes, but I'm working closely with Barbara Cunningham as the athletic director, who has responsibility for the student-athletes as athletes. But we have a great partnership that we're using to work together.
In a large-scale operation such as UNC, Dean said it is impossible to control every aspect, but examining current processes is a starting place for improvement.
Whenever you're dealing with people, you can't really make any guarantees in any sphere of life. But, you know, all really well-run organizations have a way that they do things.
In April, work also began on a college athletics roundtable discussion commissioned by Holden Thorpe and led by Hunter Rowlings, president of the Association of American Universities. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:38. Coming up later on in the morning, I will be drawing the name of another winner in August Gift Card Mania Month. We're down to the last few days here. And all month long, we're giving away gift cards to some of your favorite local restaurants, including 411 West, Buns, Dickey's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Mez, Page Road Grill, Spanky, Squid's, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. All you got to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page, submit your entry anytime during the month of August, which means you got to do it sometime today, tomorrow, or, today or tomorrow. Our last winner will be on Friday, so get busy and get eligible, and you could be a winner. Gift Card Mania Month on WCHL. Also, something else special coming up on Friday here on WCHL. You can stop by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace this Friday from 2 until 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event. Enjoy giveaways, save money on Coke 12-packs, win prizes, and you can learn how to save 18 cents a gallon on gas. Cruiser's fountain drinks, only 49 cents. That's off the usual 79 cent for
wow.
a price, which is even more phenomenal.
Already a deal.
This Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruisers, Chapel Hill North. We'll be there broadcasting live during part of that time on WCHL. I will be there. Hope to see you there, too.
I can save 18 cents off a gallon of gas.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Man, I'll take it.
I don't even know what Edward Holmes is talking about.
Well,
he's
going to
explain.
Find out. I know you'll be there.
Yeah. He will explain it on Friday. So
can't wait.
We'll all find out.
Busy
together.
Week.
Yeah,
it is. Man.
A lot of things going on.
We're only getting started now.
Football game tomorrow night. So excited about that. Man. Game time, 6 o'clock. Our coverage begins at 3.
I got to say, I am glad that it's kicking off at 6 o'clock. It's not going to make it too late of a night. We'll get the day started well, and, you know,
yeah,
it's going to be good.
I'm glad it's not a 9 o'clock game,
oh, yeah.
Which it could be.
That would make Friday morning a little tough.
There will be another game after this one.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
You know, we could have been in that, but
that's right.
Nope, not happening. So
be glad we're on the East Coast.
Exactly. Hey, what's happening today at chapelbrew.com?
Well, of course, we've got a new gallery up from Tables, Dinner, and a Movie Benefits. You can check that out. Susan Murray, busy again. Bob Lee coming back to the airwaves this Thursday. Art C and Bob Lee on The Good Sports. But Bob Lee has one of our newest columns up on Huddle Up with the Heels. Of course, we invite you to check that out. Bob Lee of BobLeeSays.com, his newest column, talking about the always ridiculous and spot-on commentary he and Chansky, as well as Ron Stutz, will be giving all season long. So you'll want to check that out. Artsy and Bob Lee, along with Ron Stutz, on The Good Sports.
And tomorrow's special guest in The Good Sports will be Charles Waddell.
Hey.
A three-sport athlete at Carolina, who is now at South Carolina in the athletic administration.
Oh, man, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, that'll be a good
interview. That's a really good one. Excellent. Well, can't wait to tune into that. Of course, countdown to kickoff, as Ron mentioned, starting at 3 o'clock. The Good Sports at 4 o'clock. We send it off to the Tar Heels Sports Network at 5 o'clock for a 6 o'clock kickoff, and can't wait. Carrie right. Winter, our local foodie column and all things recipes, world connoisseur, has a new recipe piece up this week on the banh mi, pronounced bung mi, so you'll want to check that out.
I'm not touching that one.
Yep. Jordan Rogers has a great profile up on Mike Fox. That's going up around 11 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. Of course, Mike Fox with a great season last year. We'll try to get him to the national championship next year. Yeah. Lots more available on our website. The shortlist award winner for the month has been announced, and you can find that on our website, chapelboro.com. It's the best place for back-to-school shopping just in time as school got started this week. That and much more available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Let me mention this really quickly because a lot of people have been asking me about it. You can stream all of our pregame coverage here on WCHL on our website, chapelboro.com, now with an app for that.
Exactly.
We can't do it during the actual Tar Heel Network broadcast, but all of our pregame coverage up until 5 o'clock tomorrow.
That's right.
In fact, on our website.
Exactly.
From wherever you are in the world, you can follow the targets.
Exactly. Right. And if you can't tune in online, of course, as always, we ask you to tune in 97.9 FM or 1360 AM. We're there all the time.
And, of course, two high school football games every week Friday.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Really
I'm telling
cool.
you, this week is just think of today as Sunday. And tomorrow's Monday, because the week is kicking off tomorrow, that's for sure.
In a big way.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Today's commentary on the way from Alan Colton, and today's WCHL hometown hero is Ellie Kinnaird. You're going to hear that in a few minutes as well.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hein Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions. Since May, we have had twice the normal rainfall, and that is plenty of water to push many rain gutter systems beyond their limit. Whether your gutters are worn out, need repairs, or poorly designed from the start, Gutter Solutions can help. Find us online at chimneysplusgutters.com and protect your home from the ravages of out-of-control rainwater. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be Vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at FranklinStreetRealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton.
there's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
All right, 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, 746 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Alan Colton. Our resourceful Congressman David Price deserves our admiration. Mark Twain once said that if a congressman is not a millionaire by his second term, then he's just an idiot. David Price is a pretty smart guy. It turns out congressmen don't have to abide by the Obamacare law that they wrote, even though the law they wrote requires them to. Just last week, Obama stepped in and changed the law to give Congress back their goodies, notably a 75% government subsidy to pay for David Price's health care insurance. Even though Price makes $170,000 a year, David Price probably agrees with the ancient political axiom that the president ought to be able to rewrite laws to help out his buds. Man is born with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of mutual back-scratching. I wouldn't be surprised if David Price were on food stamps. $170,000 a year just doesn't go that far in the grocery store these days. David, if I may, there's a Walmart south of Chapel Hill. I'm just saying, in this economy, Obama's economy, you can't be too frugal or too cheap or too self-serving or too hypocritical. You got to do what you got to do, man. The law be damned. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Performance Acura in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance Acura 100. I'm Gerald Vermoyne, General Manager of Performance Acura. Never before have we sold 100 Acuras in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. This month is your month to win. Lease a 2013 Acura TL for $275 per month. That's luxury and style for $275 per month, delivered with the performance promise. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. If we sell 100 Acuras, including new and used, this month, every person who bought will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of an Acura to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance Acura 100, your opportunity to win.
A3318, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $29.99 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $36,800 and selling price of $32,607. Financing with approved credit.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. And remember, the wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value, always. Performance Acura is a Hendrick team member.
I want to get a head start on college while I'm still in high school. Where should I go?
Durham Tech. I've got my bachelor's, but I still need a few classes to qualify for grad school. Where should I go?
Durham Tech. I want a new career that I can look forward to every morning. Where should I go?
Durham Tech.
This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. Visit durhamtech.edu to begin your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Durham Tech.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Southern Season. Always something special going on at Southern Season. You can drop by today and sample Southern-inspired flavors for a chance to win a $250 gift card during their special Savor the South event going on right now at University Mall in Chapel Hill or at southernseason.com. Now with traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're seeing some heavy slowdowns on 15501 northbound and southbound between I-40 and Garrett Road. That's causing problems on Garrett Road as you approach 15501 as well. And it's also causing problems on Old Chapel Hill Road. So really just a domino effect of delays this morning. Otherwise, things really are moving smoothly on I-40, 15501 elsewhere, NC-54 and the Durham Freeway. Not seeing anything major right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Going from a domino effect with the traffic to the checkered past at Wayne Pond. Just a moment here on WCHL.
Thanks well for played.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 40% chance of rain. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible to the tune of 50%. Low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, better day, partly sunny, only a 20% chance of rain, and the high in the middle 80s. 7:51 at WCHL. Time now for Wayne Pond to check in with the word of the day. How are you, sir?
What did I hear? You're ordering Domino's pizza? Was that it?
Nope, not exactly.
Something about a Domino. Well, all right, Ron Boy, here we are on the eve of Carolina football.
Yes.
So I thought I'd throw a word at you here that has its origin in military practice and history, and has come to, I guess this is a word that you could hear a lot from football commentators. The word of the day is cohort, cohort, C, C as in cat, C-O-H-O-R-E, cohort. It's a noun. I'm going to rely on you to sort of, kind of, maybe kind of, sort of, give me a definition.
Well, it means friend or associate or co-worker.
That's right. And
like
it has come to mean companion or colleague.
Sure.
It originates in, as I said, the ancient Roman history. It was all about the 10 divisions in an ancient Roman legion. You remember when you were a warrior in the armies of the Radio Lord? You remember that, Ron?
I remember it well.
I remember it well. Who was that? Maurice Chevalier, I think.
I don't remember.
You don't remember it?
No.
Well. All right. Well, technically, cohort is all about Roman military divisions. Today, it has come to mean, as you just said, yay, Ron Boy, companion or colleague. So there's your word of the day. That's my best shot at getting this onto the Carolina football field.
I appreciate it, buddy. Hey,
it's
all Greek to me.
Well, we all know that for a long time. So, all right, pal, have a good one. Talk to you in the morning.
You too, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franken Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it and define it, and if you're the first to do that, then you will get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. This is Ron Stutz along with Lauren Stafford. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL.
How are you, Ron?
Always look forward to this, this very moment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your second day back, you're not sick of us yet?
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet. It's going to take a while.
All right.
Maybe a couple of weeks, and then I'll be ready to go out again.
then you'll be ready to run away screaming.
That's right.
Exactly.
I'm going to run to the other part of the world.
Well, in the meantime, we have you, and we're very thankful for that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I feel so wanted.
So loved. So I have a great joke from Fred Black.
You sure this is going to be funny?
It is.
Some of these jokes that Fred sends in here, you know, some of them are really good and some of them are not so good. So.
Right. Kind of like the general theme is hit or miss with the clean jokes. But, you
That's
know,
right.
we try at least. Every day, at least we try.
Same way it would be if I came up with them. You know, it would be
exactly.
rather inconsistent.
Right. And that is why we are in the communications world and not the comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
Day job. Right. All right. A wife asks her husband, "Could you please run to the grocery store, honey, and get me a carton of milk? And if they have avocados, get 6.
Okay.
A short time later, the husband returns with 6 cartons of milk. His wife asks, "Why did you buy 6 cartons of milk?"
Right.
He replies, "Well, they had avocados." I like this joke. I like that
That's
joke.
Really good. You have to think about it for a second.
You have to think about it first. I told you I read it a couple times.
I think Fred is telling this joke from experience.
Maybe.
If Sylvia sent him to the store, he screwed up, he came back with the wrong thing.
Maybe.
And he figured, yeah.
This sounds like a joke my husband might enjoy as well.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and I've done that kind of thing, too. So, hey, listen, thanks.
Thanks.
And thank you to Fred Black.
Of course.
Have a good day.
You too.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
For the last 17 years, Ellie Kinnaird has represented Orange County in the North Carolina Senate. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
You have decided to resign your seat in the Senate, but I know that you're awfully excited about what you're going to do next.
I wake up every morning with a spring in my step. It's been the first time in 26 years that I have not been an elected official, and while I enjoyed it immensely, I'm pleased to be embarking on another project that has tremendous enthusiasm. I have received 600 emails, calls, and letters, people saying, how can I help with the voter ID project? We have to figure out how we can get everybody to work on this project, and then I think that we have probably one of the biggest grassroots efforts that we've had for years.
You have been a public servant for a long time. The last couple of years have probably been the most frustrating for you, as you've seen people working against you and even undoing some of the things that you had worked hard to accomplish.
That they did. They undid about 17 years worth of my work, one by one, dismantled them. But, you know, I'm not the only one, obviously, who's very concerned. There are many, many people who feel that we need to turn things around and stop this dismantling of all the things that people really felt was what their state and what they wanted people to do.
Before she was the senator, Ellie Kinnaird was mayor of Carrboro. What motivated you in the first place to run for mayor in Carrboro?
I was an accidental candidate. Those of us who were very concerned over the environmental effects of a very dense development in the watershed had attended meetings, and they still went ahead and approved that. And so there were people who had a slate that they wanted to try to turn over the Board of Aldermen, and they were looking for someone to be the mayor. And I was the one with the least good reason not to run, so I said, okay. And then everybody went out and worked like crazy, and I went door to door, and I was very surprised when I woke up the next day and I had been elected.
Ellie Kinnaird has always enjoyed helping others.
People who need help or who want to help has meant a tremendous amount to me, and seeing our community in action is very satisfying and gratifying.
You're going to be working full-time in this effort to get out the vote and make sure everybody is a registered vote and everybody has a proper ID. Is that going to be enough to keep you going?
I have lots of energy, and believe me, this is going to take every ounce. So that maybe at the end of it, I'll just be able to retire.
Ellie Kinnaird, former mayor of Carrboro, now resident of Chapel Hill, and former senator. Thank you for your public service. Ellie, you are today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile. No matter the brand, we promise.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place in Chapel Hill for gourmet cuisine. Partly sunny today, 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. High today in the upper 80s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at open.